Joining us now, catcher for the Angels and no doubt one of the fan favorites, Mike Napoli is back with us. Hey, Mike, how are you, man? Good to have you on.
Yeah, good, guys. I'm doing pretty good.
Great. Well, hey, you know, Mike, normally I would start by asking, hey, how's your spring going? But, I mean, dude, you're crushing the ball right now. You're off to a great start.
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty good. You know, I'm just trying to go out there and hit the ball hard and, you know, get myself into shape, and things are just working out right now.
Well, what do you think it is, Mike? You know, they say this time of the spring that the pitchers are ahead of the hitters, and I mean, what do you make all of all that, and why is it, you know, your approach works so well?
I don't know. I mean, I felt a little better coming at the spring this year, and, you know, swinging the bat, I got to hit a little more, you know, not dealing with any off-season injuries. You know, I got to hit a lot more in off-season and just came into spring ready to go.
Nice. And, you know, Mike, talking about your overall hitting package, if you will, you know, even though you mash, I think one thing that you don't get enough credit for is, you know, you'll take a walk if need be. And, you know, a lot of guys swing away, but they also strike out a lot. But you'll take a walk.
Yeah, you know, I try to work in a bat every time. You know, if you know, I'm not getting a pitch that's good for me to hit, then, you know, I try to take it and, you know, work myself into a good count. So, I mean, you know, just trying to, you know, work the pitcher and get on base any way I can.
And I'm curious, Mike, you know, you have some of the best hot streaks in baseball. I mean, is that something you're aware of when it's actually happening? And, you know, can you take anything from that? Or is that just part of baseball, those ups and downs over the course of the season?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes when I get hot, it's real hot. But, you know, I also go into them slumps, which I'm trying to work on, you know, just trying to keep it to a minimum and get back into a groove. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just baseball. I mean, you go through some slumps, you go through some hot streaks, and, you know, I go through some of them.
Yeah, I was just curious. Yeah, just curious how that worked out. Hey, I want to go back to last season, Mike. And I mean, you had a brief run as the DH when everything was going well for the team. And, you know, at the time, you seemed to like it. I liked it. I thought it was a good fit. You were having some fun with it. Is that something you'd like to do? You know, maybe permanently down the road at some point in time? Is that even on your radar?
You know, I mean, I like to be in the lineup any way I can. If it calls for me to DH that day, then, yeah, I mean, I'll love to do it and be in the lineup. But, you know, I want to be a catcher. I want to be out there on the field and you know, be able to be a part of, you know, everything, defense and offense. But, you know, any way I can get on the field, you know, I'll do it.
Nice. That's good to hear. Angels catcher Mike Napoli with us here on AM 830. All right, Mike, I think I went six questions without asking you about it. But, you know, with spring training, you've got pitchers and catchers reporting, then the regulars show up, and then there are the columns about you and Jeff Mathis. It's kind of a rite of passage in the spring. You know, but the last couple of years, you and Jeff, you've been cool with it. You've been, hey, whatever happens, happens. We're cool with it. That's fine. But you finally had to say a few weeks ago, you had the quote saying, hey, you know, maybe we need to get away from each other. Where do you stand on all that?
You know, me and Jeff, we both want to play every day. You know, it's tough not being in there every day, but, you know, it's just how it is here. And, you know, I mean, it's going to have to happen, you know, one day if we, you know, we're going to be able to play every day. So, I mean, we talk about it all the time. It's not any secret between me and him. We know, you know, what the situation is you know, so happen it be, then, you know, it happens.
And so, in I guess, Mike, in a good way, I mean, you kind of feel like it's coming to that point. Like, I mean, you guys are both really, really, not that you weren't before, but really, really coming into your own now, right?
Yeah, I mean, we both feel like we can be out there with any other team, you know, playing every day. So, I mean, that's what our ultimate goal is. You know, you don't want to, you know, be on the bench and not playing that day. I mean,
no.
You come in that day expected to play, and if you're not, you know, you're a little ticked off about it. But, you know, between me and him, we go out there and root for each other, and you know, we like to win. So we want to have that ring on our finger someday.
Yeah, and, you know, along with that, Mike, I mean, the cool thing is you and Jeff are still buds. I mean, that's the best part about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're roommates. We room in spring right now. We room during the season. I mean, we do everything together, and, you know, we root each other on.
Hey, let me ask you this, Mike. As for your relationship with Mike Socia, and do you feel like you're on the same page as far as what he expects from the position, especially defensively, and Yeah, are you cool with that? You know, especially when you consider how well you hit.
I mean, I know what he expects. I mean, he was a great catcher, you know, back in the day, and you know, he expects us to go out there and be able to control our staff and be able to throw runners out and just do the overall catching thing. I mean, you know, I want to be in there every day. I work hard at, you know, trying to make myself better as a catcher. I mean, he sees it as a, you know, I don't care, you know, what you hit, it's what you do behind the plate. So, I mean, you know, I'm trying to make myself better every day as a catcher and, you know, being able to be in there.